getting on online.
Hi, Judy.
Hi, I'm Sheila Cedarball. I'm on video.
Hi, Sheila. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
And before we start the meeting, I understand, Sheila, you're with OC Park, so you'll be participating today, but just not able to vote on anything because you're still waiting for the official memo and getting sworn in and all that, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for joining us today, too, just to kind of see. I know we're like a formal body, but we're not a formal as far as the agendas and stuff. I mean, we do everything formally correct, but I would say this is probably one of the easier bodies to be part of.
Oh, okay. Well,
unless you need us to step it up a notch, then you can, you know, try to bring your professionalism and do what you can with the rest of us, but. Anyways, but welcome.
No, I'm giving my computer fine, thank you.
So is Brian attending today or no? So do we have a quorum though? Because we do have an item we need to vote on.
Did everybody else?
Is there anybody else online? So we've got Judy, who's a voting member. We've got Lily in the room, so that's two. Is anybody else joining us, like Dennis or?
We have Dennis.
You have Dennis on the line.
Hi, Dennis, thank you. So three, okay.
And this is BB, I'm on the line too.
Oh, awesome, BB, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. So we have a quorum, awesome. Alrighty, well, I'm gonna, with that, take care of, go ahead and start the meeting then, so. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Subdivision Committee meeting for Wednesday, May 4th, 2022. My name is Larry Alonzo. I am the chairwoman for this committee. I'll do a quick roll for the members in the room. Why don't you go ahead?
This is Lily Sandberg. I'm the vice chair.
And then those of you online.
Is it Kim with OC Public Works?
Dennis Villado
with
OC Public Works. Phoebe
Jimenez,
Mind of
the
Board. Great.
Sheila
Cedarball, OC
Park.
So Sheila, not to put you on the spot, would you want to just kind of give us a little bit of a background for you? Because I know you're definitely a new member, and if you just wanted to introduce yourself to the group. We know you're with OC Parks. Is there anything else exciting you would like to share with about yourself?
Yes, well, I started with OC Parks in December. I'm a licensed California landscape architect, and I actually have an extensive background in planning. I've worked for several architecture firms and spent the last 10 years at PlaceWork writing entitlement documents for master plan communities most of the time, and I have a pretty extensive design background. I worked for NBE, McLaren Vasquez, for several years and have a wide variety of residential experience.
Great. Well, we can see why you've been selected to be part of this team, so thank you so very much. If I could, I might just have our members also give you just a little snippet of what they do and where they're from, and I guess I'll just go ahead and go first. My name is Lori Alonzo. I am currently the permitting manager for OC Development Services. I have extensive background in planning. I used to be the land development manager, and I've also, like, when it was planned communities, and then I was also the actual planning manager. So I've been here for a couple of days, like 30 years plus. So I'm very excited to be part of this team, and I've been the chair for the last 2 years. So that's me.
My name is Lily Sandberg. I'm the Deputy County Surveyor in the OC Survey Department of OC Public Works, and I oversee right-of-way services and our map checking section, and I've been with the county for 11 years.
Thanks. Judy, would you like to go next?
Sure. My name is Judy. I work actually with Lurie in Development Services as part of the permitting division. And the private property permits manager. So I manage the front counter team, basically our public counter, as well as our permit intake queue for private properties. I also do a lot of involvement on some of the other like systems that we use, LMS and whatnot. So if you ever get involved in that, you know, just let me know if you have any questions. I'm quite in-depth in LMS. Otherwise, my primary role is managing the private property purse.
Thanks, Judy. Dennis, do you mind?
Yeah, my name is Dennis Bilodeau, and I'm the county traffic engineer. And I manage a division that looks over the traffic signals that we operate, which is about 80 of them. We also do traffic investigations, which are when we have requests to come in to put in stop signs and crossing guards, and we set limits. And then lastly, I have a teleport, which looks over the entire my application for the ranch in terms of the traffic engineering aspects. That's it.
Thank you, Dennis. And Ms. Bebe Jimenez.
Hi, I'm Bebe Jimenez. I'm the division manager for land development. My team is responsible for overseeing the expedited processing of entitlements and permits for the Rancho Mission Viejo project and the portion of the county.
So her team is the one that keeps this committee alive for the most part, since most of the development processing is in the ranch for large tract development. So thank you, Bebe. All righty, I'm gonna go ahead and move on to the minutes. So has anyone had a chance to look at the minutes from March 16th?
April 6th.
Madam Chairwoman,
April 6th.
The minutes of April 6th,
2022. Sorry, I apologize, it was the minutes of April 6th, not March 6th. That was my mistake. So, Judy, do you mind still making that motion?
Sure. Judy Kim making the motion to approve the minutes for the meeting on April 6th.
Thank you. And do I have a second?
I second.
So, Lily, second. Oh, we weren't here, so you can't. Okay. So, we need a, so we have Ms. Kim on the first. Do I have a second? Dennis, I think you were in attendance.
Yeah, I'd be happy to second.
Thank you. All right, so all in favor, say aye. So yes, three.
Aye.
And then hearing no nays, double negative again, sorry. Mm-hmm. The minutes have been approved. Thanks, everyone. So we do have we have two items on the agenda today. So the first item is really just to allow us to continue to remain virtual these meetings. So I would need someone to make a motion as they are identified on the agenda to continue with this. Now, just keep in mind, we can, if the state of affairs changes, we won't be able to keep this on the agenda, but for now, it sounds like through summer-ish, it sounds like we'll be able to continue to be virtual. So I know you all have expressed an interest, so we'll keep it on the agenda. So with that, anyone would like to make a motion?
I will make a motion that the committee has reviewed and considered the circumstances of the state of emergency, as well as the recommended actions, and that we, trying to word this correctly, that we continue to meet virtually at the next regularly scheduled meeting, subdivision committee meeting.
Thank you, Ms. Kim. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
So seconded by Ms. Sandberg. All righty, so all in favor, please say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Hearing none, the motion, the item is passed unanimously, so we will continue to meet virtually. So thank you for that. Alrighty, so very exciting. We also have another item on the agenda today. It's a consideration of the Board of Supervisors initiative update to the subdivision committee bylaws. We have Mr. Justin Kirk here to present. So
I was just gonna say I was gonna pass on presenting unless anyone wanted me to present or if anyone had questions.
If you wouldn't mind, Mr. Kirk, just kind of explaining the item, because
sure.
Even though it says it's an update to the subdivision committee bylaws, we have never really had bylaws since they were in our manual and also by our code. So if you could just give a quick little update, then that way I know people are fully aware of what they're voting for.
So there are, back in 2021, the board adopted the attached ASRs, which directed county council to work with county staff on updating bylaws for various committees, commissions, and boards so that they were uniform in nature and reflected updated standards directly related to ethics training, compensation, geographical location, if applicable, for members and other matters, and really set the structure for kind of how meetings are meant to be run and the composition of those bodies. While the subdivision committee, as Ms. Alonzo referenced, did not have those, there were a lot of the language was included in the subdivision manual as well as in the county's code as it relates to the composition and kind of organization of that. So what we have now is kind of pulling from those two disparate locations, out of those two locations with these new bylaws that were updated, updating is, I guess, not the right term, consolidated into a bylaws consistent with the county board of supervisors direction. So from this, or the action in front of you today would be to review and approve. I will just make note that because the bylaws were directed by the board and the template was adopted by the board, it is not a very easily a change document. I know it's misleading when being asked to approve something, there's this concept of having some discretion. I'm here to unfortunately update you and say that discretion may not exist. And that subsequent to the action by this body, this would be pulled together with all the other committees and commissions updated bylaws and would be adopted by the board, at which point in time it would become effective. The board has set a deadline of this for July 31st, and we are tentatively scheduled to go to the Board of Supervisors meeting on the 26th of July. With that, I think that covers most of it.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Kirk. I do appreciate that. Are there any questions for Mr. Kirk here today from our committee members? Somebody have any questions on this item? I know Ms. Kim has heard this today earlier, and so has Ms. Bibi Jimenez. We kind of heard this at the DPRC this morning, but I just wanted to be sure that everyone had a fair opportunity to hear Mr. Kirk's presentation on this item. Alrighty, so I hear no comments or questions, so then I will just ask the team or the committee if someone would please make a motion.
This is Dennis Bilodeau. I'd be happy to recommend that action.
Thank you, Mr. Bilodeau. And then we have a motion. Do we have a second?
I will second the motion. This is Bibi Jimenez.
Thank you, Ms. Jimenez. We appreciate that. So we have a, I guess we have a first and a second. So does everybody in favor please say aye?
Aye.
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 And anyone opposed? Hearing none, the item unanimously is moved forward for approval. So it's been approved. Thank you again. So this brings us to the portion of the agenda where the subdivision committee members can bring up ideas or discussions. Obviously no actions will be taken. There's nothing, you know, in the off agenda items or anything like that, but is there anything that we would like to see happen in the next upcoming meetings? I know we've got the Brown Act, you know, kind of out there as a filler for an item. If not, we also, you know, when Ms. Jimenez's team has some track maps for us to review, I'm sure we'll have those. Ms. Jimenez, do we have anything mm-hmm. coming mm-hmm. up on that?
May 18th, I believe, we have another map coming up.
Okay, thank you. Oh, okay, so that is our next scheduled meeting. And Madam Secretary, do we have, does that meet our 30 days to virtually meet
weeks.
Again? It's 2 weeks. Oh, wow, I'm not doing my own math there this morning. Okay, so it sounds like we will be seeing each other again closely or virtually on May 18th. Thank you, Ms. Jimenez, for that. So we'll have a map coming. Are there any other items that any of the committee members would like to address with each other? Got some head shaking nose in the room. Anything online? Okay, then we'll save that exciting Brown Act for a future date when we need
Thank
it
you.
To make use of everyone's time. Alrighty, well with that, seeing that there's no members of the public online and no one in the room, we can skip that section today. And I'll just move to adjournment. So the next regular scheduled meeting of the Orange County Subdivision Committee is scheduled for May 18th, and look forward to seeing you all there. Have a great afternoon. Stay safe.
Thank you.